ultimate uptime, and unrivaled support. Brandt is your go-to John Deere agriculture dealer, backed by the best-equipped team in the business with industry-leading support to keep you running. We deliver the highest standard of service with 22 locations across Alberta, Saskatchewan, and BC. With a full lineup of new and used equipment, the latest ag technology, and teams of trained specialists, Brandt's got your back. Visit more.brandt.ca for the latest equipment and promotions.
I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner with your Brandt Agriculture World Weather Report for this late afternoon on Wednesday, May the 8th. Well, we have a beautiful afternoon. The sky has cleared off nicely in the last 24 hours, and we are seeing temperatures at this hour running mostly in the teens and up into 20 to 21 degrees. And as we go forward through these next few days, we're going to have more of this. In fact, we will probably see some middle and upper 20 degree readings as we get into Saturday, so that could be the warmest day of the year, at least thus far. Now, we will cool down a little bit late in the weekend and early next week. At the moment, it does not look to me like we're going to have to deal with much precipitation potential for a while. According to the near-term models, we're going to see very stable conditions for a while. There will be a few clouds that will wander through once in a while. There may be a spit or spat of moisture that may come with some of them, but we do not expect to see any kind of serious precipitation across the area. And that's true not only for the next 2 days, but probably on into the first part of our weekend. Now, we do expect to see an increasing risk of showers next week, and that precipitation will probably get in the way of some farming activity. But the near-term part of this forecast doesn't really suggest we have to worry about that too much for right now. The odds are relatively good that we'll see the first set of showers that might have a little more meaning on Saturday, but they will only impact a small portion of the region. We'll look for that to be followed by another disturbance or two as we move into next week that will have a greater impact on the region. The first system that might be able to do that is expected to show up as we go from Sunday into Monday, and that may allow for a little bit more rainfall of significance to occur across a small part of the region. At the moment, though, I really can't get too excited about that. I think it'll probably be more like midweek next week when we'll see that actually begin to develop. So the bottom line here is that we've got several days of opportunity to work in the fields, to travel across the region, to do all kinds of outdoor activity, and we should take full advantage of it because we don't know how long this might last. The temperatures are going to be warm every day. We're looking for highs that are above 20 degrees until we get to early next week, and then a little bit of a cool-off might take place. Our warmest weather is expected Saturday, when we'll see temperatures in the middle and upper 20s perhaps, maybe the hottest day of the year so far. The temperatures at night are expected to slip back mostly into the upper single digits, and maybe even a night or two of temperatures that stay above 10 degrees. That warmest night is probably going to be Friday night going into Saturday morning. We do expect, though, some cooler air will slip back into the region, and I don't want to imply we're done with all of our frost threats, but we don't have any risk right now in our outlook. We do think that temperatures will slip down into some middle and upper single digit readings, though, as we get closer to the first part of next week. That's today's Brandt Agriculture World Weather Report. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.